Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
My birthday's on Saturday, so tomorrow we're going to be playing a little game with my kids, my youngest ones, where you guys, I guess, ask them, or you already asked them certain questions about me or something.
We did.
Yes, we did.
They're so cute.
I have to figure out if I can match the answer with my own kids.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's gonna be ridiculous because
you never know what comes out of that age group.
Yeah.
You never know what's gonna come out of their mouth.
They answer in like nonsense. So Oh God.
I had a dream about your kids last night.
I'm sorry for whatever they broke.
No, It was fun.
What'd they do?
No, it was actually us asking them questions, but it was in person, and they were running all over the place.
Oh, that sounds...
sounds about right.
That sounds about right, yeah. So, speaking of my kids, yesterday I did that thing. Every time I see somebody driving somewhere, like in a parking lot or something, leaving them with like the coffee on top of their car or whatever, like bags. I'm like, man, how could you be so stupid? Like, your job, you got to your car. Your job was to put that thing in your car. How, you're that scatterbrained that you like, that you forgot to put it in your car and just drove off without it. Have you ever done that?
Oh, I've done a lot of stupid things.
You've done it?
Yeah.
What have you left on top of a car?
I've left my car running with the keys in it for hours.
Oh, my God.
With the doors unlocked. Yeah.
Okay, that's starting to make me feel better. Melissa? Right.
Yeah, like I've left my wallet, coffee.
On top of the car?
On top of the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? And when did you realize it?
I realized it pretty quick.
Oh.
People were like yelling at me like, the coffee, I didn't care. I just kept going. The wallet obviously went back for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it when I left my kid. So... I do this thing with my kids. I call it dinner champion whenever I feed them dinner. Whoever eats the most is a dinner champion. And they get like a little candy and M&M's or whatever.
Aww.
And I also do lunch champion. You know, when they come home from school, I check to see who ate the most lunch. And the winner is the lunch champion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And the lunch champion, 95% of the time, is Jax. He always eats all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy every now and then. So, whenever Lucy is like, are you going to check the lunch? I'm like, oh, I mean, she
you
ain't
know
good.
She is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every now and then we have, you know, it's a tie or it's, you know, it might be judge's decision. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was one of those days where she's like, check my lunch. Have you checked lunch? And I'm like, relax. Check the lunch. Check the lunch. I want you to.
She wants to win.
Yeah. She's like, I want you to say who the lunch champion is. So finally I got to the point where I'm like, all right, let's start off with Lucy. Boom. Open it up. She ate everything, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, oh, Jax, you better bring it. Lucy ate it all. He gave me that look of confidence, like, shut up and open my lunch. Don't worry about her. Shut up and open my lunch. So I went to get Jax's lunch, and I was like, where's Jax's lunch? Oh, you know what? I probably left it in the car. Sometimes I'm a little scatterbrained when I'm bringing him in the house, and I, like, forget something in the car or whatever. I go outside to the car, and I'm like, where's Jax's lunch?
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is a reason why. I can explain. Because my brain, whenever I mess up, I need to, like, connect the dots in my brain. Kind of
what happened?
Yes, I have to. Because otherwise, it just sticks in me. And, like, how did you do it? What's wrong with you? It's like a little thing I have. So, what happened was, when I went to pick him up from school, literally, as I was walking up to get Jax, my wife shot me a text and said, don't forget to grab his backpack. Sometimes he has a backpack full of stuff, and she's like, don't forget to bring it home. I got to put stuff in it. I'm like, all right, cool. Easy assignment, right? I'm telling you right now, it's the teacher's fault, not me. I go up to the teacher, and I say, can I have his backpack? And she made it into a thing. If she just went and grabbed the backpack, Pebbles, it would have been fine. But she was like, oh, his backpack? And I said, yeah. And she goes, hold on. I don't know where it is. And I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, man.
So now I'm like, all right, cool. She leaves to go to the classroom to go get it. And I'm like, all right, let me put Jax in the car while she's getting the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I walk him to the car. I happen to look back, and I see her at the door waiting to talk to me. And I'm like, damn, what the hell? That was fast. Oh, let me just. Okay, Jax, get in the car. Put his lunchbox on top of the car. Uh-huh. Go back to talk to the teacher. And she was like, okay, now, when you, his backpack with all the stuff for his nap. And I'm like, listen, my wife just said, make sure you get the back. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. So, listen, 10 minutes of me waiting. So, by the time that she gave me the backpack, I was just like, oh, my God. Finally, I got the damn thing. I throw it in the car, and I drove off with the kids. And I didn't realize it. People probably saw me, and they were like, look at that idiot driving with his
so,
kids.
Jax was not the...
Well,
you had to, you know.
Yeah, I had to come back and explain to them how daddy's an idiot. And then I had to call my wife to explain to her that we needed a new lunchbox. And in the background, my kids are yelling, daddy's stupid. He left the lunch on the car, and now it's gone forever.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.